Well, good morning to everybody on VI Talk. This is Joe Senior again, and I just thought I'd like to share some of my experiences with assistive technology. Now, as I previously stated, the main AT piece of kit that I used in my working life was the Opticon, which I still have, but sadly my use of it is quickly diminishing. I hardly ever use it now, I'm sad to say. This is because now that I've retired, I've been able to obtain other AT technology and make full use of that. Fortunately, I'm in a position where I can basically get anything I wanted as far as the AT stuff is concerned, and I'm very, very lucky to be in that position. I do feel sorry for most people who haven't got the assets to enable them to avail themselves of all what's available. And once again, I think this is tied in with is blindness a challenge? And I think the more assistive technology that you have, the less of a challenge it becomes. But unfortunately, in this world that we live in, the assistive technology, because of the market that it's aimed at being so small, it's a niche market. The equipment tends to be so overpriced, it's unbelievable. Having said that, I do feel that some of the companies do take advantage of the situation. I think, once again, it does create a ghetto. That's a word which is being used over in the States concerning AT and technology, whatever. It creates a blindness ghetto. And I do feel that AT companies do take advantage of that. They see that under circumstances, governments will fund the supply of certain types of technology. And yeah, it's like the old example of the US defense industry charging the Department of Defense $800 for a knob for a lever in one of the American fighter aircraft. But there you go. Anyway, just briefly going through a little list of what AT technology I do use. As far as PCs go, to just briefly say, I have a number of PCs which are set up in the little network in my house. I do have a couple of laptops. I also have a MacBook Pro. So, operating systems. I use Windows 8.1, Windows 7, OS X Mavericks. That's on the sort of PC stuff. The AT stuff on there, we have on the PCs, we use JAWS, Window Eyes, or NVDA. OS X Mavericks. I have the straightforward VoiceOver, which is very, very good. I'm sure you all know VoiceOver with the use of the iPhone. Well, VoiceOver is available on the Mac hardware platform as well. Attached to the network, effectively, is an Index Everest Braille Embosser, which sat in my garage for just over 14 years, and Pearl was continually moaning about it, cluttering up the place in the garage, getting in the way of what she used the garage for. So a few months ago, I decided to take it out, which I did. Took it out, connected it, configured it, and whatever, and had to spend several hundred pounds for a new version of Duxbury, the Braille translating program. Put that in and bang, off it goes, producing Braille if I want. I must say that Braille, that leads on to a separate topic altogether, which I know has been discussed on this channel, the relevance of Braille and how important it is. Just briefly, I digress for a little. Braille I never used for over 30 years. But recently, and it's only because of the advent of e-books, etc., that I've started to use Braille a little bit more. The advent of e-books saw the opening up of untold wealth of reading materials available to us. Just obtain the e-book, throw it through a conversion program, produce it as a text file, bang, through a translation program, and lo and behold, you've got a Braille book, which you can read on a refreshable Braille display, or you can print it out on your embosser if you like. Again, being in such a fortunate position, I purchased last year two refreshable, one Braille note taker, the Hymns Sent You To, and also a refreshable Braille display with rudimentary note-taking features, i.e. the Hymns Braille Edge 40, both of which are superb products, but I must say the support that we receive on them is absolutely abysmal. It's atrocious. It's nigh on non-existent, but that's a topic for another day. So, yes, use those. As regards smartphones, I have the iPhone. We've got two iPhones, iPhone 5S and an iPhone 4S. I have a Windows phone, which is the, what is it now, the Nokia Lumia 1020. And I also have a Galaxy S4 for Android. So yes, I do make use of VoiceOver on iOS, Narrator on Windows Phone, and TalkBack on Android. If somebody was to say to me, what do you prefer? I'd rank them as follows. iOS first, VoiceOver, it's so good to use. Followed by Windows Phone, which has just become available, and Narrator has only now become available over the last few weeks with Windows Phone 8.1, and that's very good. A lot of the features are platform independent, insofar as you have the same features on your PC, Windows, your tablet, Windows, and your phone. Tablets. As far as tablets goes, I have an iPad. I have an iPad Mini. I also have a Surface, and an Android. I've got the Nexus 7 as well. So I've got a great range of hardware and software technology, which keeps me very, very busy. In fact, gives me a lot to do. Now, as far as other AT technology goes, well, we have a Read Easy Move, which is a standalone scanner type reader. It's very, 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 very good. That is supplied by VisionAid. It's bloody expensive, 1,800 quid. And that's what they're saying. Some of this stuff, that the hardware, you know, costs at most about 200 quid. And the rest, well, there you go. Yeah, an ID Quest from Envision America. This is the barcode scanner thing, which again is very expensive, about 900 quid. But it's very, very, very good. I mean, you can just scan, just pass it over a product, and bang, it comes up. Read tells you what the product is, what's on the label, cooking ingredients, all sorts of everything, what it contains, the whole kit and caboodle. Also, if you've got, if the products are not in the database, you can then add your own messages saying what the product is and record cooking times, anything you want, basically. And that, again, is an absolutely brilliant piece of kit. But all this kit is brilliant, but it's about 10 times too expensive. So, that, I think that's, well, oh yeah, I've got loads of other stuff in ways of recorders, digital recorders, and let's see what we've got. We've got the Book Sense, we've got the Milestone, plus the Colour Fame, Erdigerdy, which is brilliant. We've got the PTP1. We're about to take delivery of a Blaze EZ. And various other Olympus recorders. What else have we got? Well, see, a couple. We've got four Sonatas, yeah? Two of the new ones and two of the old ones. So, yeah, we've got technology coming out of our shorts. We've got absolutely steeped in it. And I must say, it keeps me very, very occupied. And thank God it does. So that's a quick walkthrough of the type of technology which I use and have available to me. And I consider myself very, very lucky to be in a position to have all this stuff. So if I can help anybody with any advice or whatever, just feel free to contact me and ask me what you can. And if I can't help, I'm sure I can find somebody who can. So until the next time I boo, I'll say ta-ra for now.